The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Big Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
All right, final one of the week tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com. Hey, Niall and show, my sister-in-law is getting married in September and my daughter is flower girl for
it. Oh, that's lovely.
She called in on Saturday to say she had found the dress of my daughter and wanted her to try it on. I found it odd that she didn't take her shopping for it, but said nothing. It fits and my daughter said it was nice. But it's not nice and I know she's just being polite. It's an awful looking dress and does not suit my daughter's skin tone. It's not her colour at all. I really am disgusted and I feel my daughter's being really manipulated into wearing this vile dress. Can I ask her to change it?
Oh, what an awkward, sticky situation.
Can a dress be vile for a little girl?
I don't think so.
Vile
I didn't
is
think
a strong word.
It's a very strong word. And also I would have just thought everything suits
little girls.
Do you know what I mean? My friend's little girl, but she's not little anymore. She was our flower girl and she was, I think she was 8 at the time. And we went shopping for the dress because I wanted her to be part of it and to pick out something that she wanted. And I think she did. She definitely wore it again.
I was a page boy once.
Were you?
Yeah, when I was very small. I think I was only 5. And I had the kind of full suit and it was like a crushed velvet waistcoat. Wouldn't wear it now, but I looked fabulous back then.
I was a flower girl actually for my aunt years ago and a beautiful dress. I think she got it made, but I don't remember. I think I was given it. I don't know. But like she had this beautiful material and she got it made at the time. Look, at the end of the day, my biggest concern about this email, right? And I'm really serious about this. My biggest concern would be the fact that you haven't really made clear that your daughter is incredibly unhappy, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is very much like you driving saying it's a vile colour, doesn't suit her. She's being polite. You know, like, I know my Eve. If she didn't like something,
she'd make it clear.
She would say. And even if she didn't like it, I think she would go with it for the sake. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think that would be the biggest deal in the world. What were you going to say?
Okay, so the harsh words need to be said. Your daughter is a bit part in this overall show.
Yeah.
It is not about her. It is not her day. She has many days where she can, you know, look as fabulous
own.
And you can do her up and all that.
I do think if it was me, and I think that it would have been nice if the bride-to-be had brought the girl in some way to make her feel part of it. But maybe she saw a dress, she thought, I'll buy it and bring it over and see how it fits. Or maybe she's keeping her costs down and she got something that was, like, you know, cost-effective and she brought it over and the little girl went, that's fine, I like it, and I'm going to be happy. And she moved on and she didn't think anything of it. Like, I don't know if it's as manipulative as you're making out. Like, I just think, are we reading too deeply into how bad it is and how unhappy she's going to be in it? Is that a little bit like too far? For as Niall said, this is just your daughter is part of this wonderful celebration and occasion. And are you really going to, I suppose, throw a spanner in the works?
So you're saying you wouldn't ask her to change it?
I wouldn't ask her to change it.
Okay.
Unless Eve was in a room crying her eyes out, hated it, felt like uncomfortable in it, was too tight, too short, whatever. But if Eve was like, it's fine.
Grand.
I wouldn't cause a fuss.
Okay, would you ask her to change it? Should she ask her to change it? 085-1029-103. Let us know.
There is a kind of overwhelming feeling about this. We'll start with Michelle. She said, tell that woman she should be so happy that they asked her daughter to be a flower girl. Get a grip. Her little girl will look lovely. Stop looking for drama. I feel sorry for the little girl having such a drama queen for a mother.
More strong words from Larry. I know this emailer is a massive nose and my advice, keep it out of other people's business. Absolutely nothing to do with her. Mind your own business.
Well, okay. Sinead and Carlo, sorry, nearly.
You said a little slurp there.
Slurp on my team.
You were slagging Anthony for that last week.
Taking a leaf out of Anthony's book. Sinead and Carlo said, am I missing something here? I always thought the bride picked the dress, not the bridesmaids or the flower girl's mom. If the biggest problem at the wedding is that the dress isn't your taste, you're having a pretty good life. Wear it. Smile for the photos. Eat the dinner and move on. It's one day, not a life sentence. Maybe it was all the bride could afford. Or maybe she just liked it. Either way, it's her wedding, not a Fashion Week audition. I don't know why I did that also.
You did
like
it very dramatic. Very EastEnders.
It was. It read that way.
Martina says, sounds like the mammy's nose is out. I think she wants to be a bridesmaid. Get a grip. The colour would be the bride's favourite colour and the wedding team. Okay. And yeah, is that it? There's real silence there.
But there was nobody saying, like, I suppose for our emailer this morning, there is nobody actually saying you're in the right, that you should speak up, as whoever that person said about drama. Michelle, don't look for
drama.
I think
the key thing, and you made this point, some others are making it too, if there's nothing like physically wrong with the dress in terms of wrong size, etc., then just got to grin and bear it.
And as long as your little girl is happy, if she's happy, then that's really, like, that's what matters, isn't it? At the end of the day, she's going to have a great day. She's probably going to want to take the dress off by 4 o'clock. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.